Blog Talk Radio.
So, Mike, you there? Mike, you there? Mike, you there? Mike, you there? Oh, there we go. I think we're here. Mike, you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Is anybody?
I
can
it?
Hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. We're on now. We're on. Boy, that took me a long time.
Well, I'll bet it did. So you can hear me all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I hear you okay.
Okay.
And we got... Did
Doc make it in?
Yeah, Doc's
yeah, I'm here.
Too. Doc's here.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I was talking to
all
you
right.
Asking what Mike was on. I was saying I'm here, but I don't think you were hearing me, so I hung up and called back in.
That's what
okay.
I did.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate you guys for hanging in there with me because I tell you, I had an accident today.
You okay?
What happened? On the road. Yeah, I'm okay.
What happened?
But, well, I was driving down because I was heading on down to Ozark, Missouri, and these people had parked in the road. I'm talking about the highway. They were parked in the highway. And I came there, and I was trying to get to the shoulder.
What, the exit? Oh, the shoulder.
The shoulder. I was trying to get to the shoulder, and I hit the back end of this vehicle who had that was parked out there on the highway. And I didn't realize it until I tried to adjust, and I tried to get over to the shoulder to miss him, but man, I hit him. It knocked me. I ended up in the hospital for a little while, just to they had to check me out and everything.
Yeah.
So this has been a frustration here.
Did you get a police report?
They sent my vehicle, I guess, they towed it. And so there's not a whole lot I can do about it now. But it is what it is. But I'm
yeah.
Okay. That's the main thing. I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm very recovered. They're sitting out there in the middle of the highway. They're sitting out there in the middle of the highway. That sounds like they're at fault.
They are. The problem is that they took off and left before the police got there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Did you get a license number?
No, because, my airbag went off and it hit me in the face.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it knocked me through the loop, too.
Gee, I guess so.
So
the main thing is you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. But, man, I'm just going through a frustration because I couldn't figure out to get everything online here. I was trying my darndest, too.
I know you were.
But I'm, yeah, you could probably hear me in the background. Just
yeah.
Like, golly. But I'm here now, so if you don't mind, go ahead and getting us. We don't have a long night, thank God, tonight. At least it's not a long night.
So you want to go ahead and
This is a
good one.
Okay.
The Catholic Defender, Eucharistic Miracle, Bishop Claudio Gatti in Rome, Italy, 11 June 2000. Let me get down to the... That photograph he's got there with the host with blood in the middle of it?
Yes.
That's graphic.
What was the name again, Mike?
Okay. It's Eucharistic Miracle, Bishop Claudio Gatti, G-A-T-T-I, in Rome, Italy, 11 June 2000.
Yeah.
Okay. On 11 June 2000, the feast of Pentecost, while I was celebrating Holy Mass in the Church Mother of the Eucharist, a great Eucharistic miracle took place. I had just finished reciting the formula for the consecration of the bread when blood began to flow from my host. For me, time had stopped. I was bent over the host, which I held in my hands, and stared at the divine blood, which spread over most of its surface. I remained motionless for a time. It seemed indeterminable to those present because they thought I was feeling bad, an impressive pallor and a strong bluish alienated on my face. When I recovered a little, I slowly elevated the host. A lot of emotion was created among those present, but everything took place in an atmosphere of profound recollection and lively participation. As I lowered my blood-stained host, I saw on the paten two other large hosts, which, as the mother of the Eucharist will later say, had been rescued from the from desecration and taken to the liturgical place because the bishop, the seer, and the members of the community love the Eucharist very much and are ready to give their lives to defend it. After having recited the formula for the consecration of the wine and made the elevation of the chalice, I took the paten, which contained the consecrated host stained with blood, and the other two hosts rescued from desecration, and I passed along the pews of the church so that those present could see them up close, ascertain the truthfulness of the fact, perceive the perfume that emanated from the blood-stained host to bear witness in the future to the miracle occurred. When I did the breaking of the bread, the blood continued to drip before my eyes, for the eyes of those present. Even with regret, I had to consume my blood-stained host as prescribed by the norms of 113-116 of the fourth chapter of the Instructions for the Celebration of Holy Mass, which are contained in the Missal. When receiving the Holy Communion, I tasted the sweet taste of Jesus' blood and felt a strong heart and an intense perfume that invaded my interior. With this last great Eucharistic miracle, God has put his seal on all the previous Eucharistic miracles, which have been rejected by the great men of the church, who have demanded to know the name of the priest who had consecrated the host with Jesus, Our Lady and the saints, and the angels, have brought to the thermoturgical place, including the numerous hosts which have shed blood. Just as John saw the blood and the water coming out of Jesus' pure side, so I, a bishop ordained by God, the visionary Marissa Rossi, and many people saw the blood coming out of the host consecrated by me, and we can repeat with the apostles, and he that has seen hath borne witness, and his witness is true, that he knows, that he knoweth, that he saith true, that ye may also believe. That's John 19:35. That is a short one. Short and powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Packs a punch.
It's very powerful. It does. And I think it's interesting that you have here in John chapter 6, beginning with verse 40, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees me and anyone who sees the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life and I will raise him up on the last day." And the Jews murmured at this. to him because he said that he was the bread of life. And which bread life, he was the bread that came down from heaven. And
yeah.
They said, and so you look at this, John chapter 6, and the Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And so Jesus said this to them, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And then you, no life in you. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life in me, eternal life, because life. And I will raise him up on the last day. And so, I mean, that's pretty explicit, isn't it there, Doc?
You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. The Eucharist is Catholicism. Catholicism is the Eucharist. The evidence is uncontroversial. Now, I've seen people do sacrilege. There's actually a video out of two redneck hillbilly-looking fellas eating hosts like they're wafers. But what they don't realize is these aren't consecrated hosts. Before the consecration, they are wafers. They're running them over with their cars and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They're buying them wholesale.
Wow.
Once it is consecrated, there's you've heard me say this before as well, there is a supernatural battle going on just beyond our perception. If you deny that, I'm sorry for you. The evidence for it is overwhelming. It really is. And there is documented medical evidence and physical evidence to support everything I'm saying. So
amen.
When the priest consecrates the host, it is no longer a wafer. It appears like a wafer. It tastes like a wafer, but it is not a wafer. It's not. And for anybody to say that's not the case, then you're denying the ability of God to do something beyond your perception, which is ludicrous. Okay? It has turned into flesh. The blood is AB positive. It does not have... They've gotten into the DNA, but it doesn't have the father's DNA. I mean, over and over and over again. You know, what kind? They say follow the science. Here it is. It is no longer bread. It is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the one who said, let there be light. And think about
amen.
That. That's what it comes down to. So, yeah, I mean, it said that the priest passed it around or he had them come up and look at it? Because it sounded like he passed it around among the pews. I don't know that I would have done that if he did. The chances of something being lost or falling to the ground, you ought to have brought everybody up. Hey, y'all, come up, check this out. But that was the only question I had in the reading.
He did. He says, I took the paten which contained the consecrated host stained with blood and the other two hosts rescued from desecration, and I passed along the pew of the church so that those present could see them up close.
So he walked around and showed it to them. Okay, that's better. That makes more sense.
And they've done this in the past, too. I mean, you know, whenever something like that happened, the priest would had done this in the past and had it verified or, you know, other priests involved as well. So that has happened.
I don't have the luxury of seeing what you guys are looking at, so I'm going to ask for the other people who are in the same situation as me. Is there... video or pictures of this?
There's a photograph of the bishop elevating the host, and
Who?
it shows the spot of blood in the center of it.
Yeah, it does.
Man.
If you go to Deeper Truth Radio or Deeper Truth Blog, the Catholic Defender, Eucharistic Miracle, Bishop Claudio Gatti in Rome on the 11th of June
2000. June 11th of 2000.
And so you would be able to see
where
it there.
Where did this take place? What city?
It says Rome.
In
it
Rome.
Says it was on the feast of Pentecost.
Oh,
in Rome.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, I see it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty remarkable. And it's recent. This didn't happen in the Middle Ages.
2000 ain't that long ago.
No, it ain't.
Yeah. They're still happening.
Can you imagine being there when that went down? When we talk about these events and these stories and everything, I try to put myself in the shoes of just the guy in the background sweeping the floor or something, like the Forrest Gump of the group. I try to look at it from their eyes, you know. I mean, can you imagine, like, some of these things that we talked about on the show, like the cave wall? You know, you got this deaf, mute girl walking up the hill. Look, there's a lady. You know, I mean, everybody, that right there is a miracle. And then all of a sudden, and the mural's 2 feet thick into the wall. Can you imagine seeing that for the first time without having the advantage of the World Wide Web where you can look things up with a, you know, hey, Google this or whatever, you know? I mean, the wonder of it all, when it first, can you imagine being there when this something like this happens? Just, I don't know if I can handle it. You know.
Well, it happens when you go to Mass. It happens at every Mass, if you believe.
You're right. It does. You're 100% right. And I've had experiences at Mass. But, you know, I'm talking to actually see blood dripping from this cracker, from this piece of bread, blood dripping from it. And it turned out
to actually see it happen.
Yeah. I mean, talk about mind blown. That would fundamentally change most people, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, the sad thing is that it has to happen for them to fundamentally change. So many people are lukewarm in their faith. You know?
Well, hopefully that this will wake some up when they see this and realize it. So that's what we hope.
Have you seen any more recent statistics? There are the last survey I heard about. Mentioned that 70% of people who go to Mass on Sundays don't believe in the real presence.
Yeah, I've heard that.
When you see something like this, okay, Lord, I was wrong. You were right. Is there any dent in that figure? I mean, is it still close to 70%?
I got a passage for you for that. You know, for all you lukewarm folks out there, it's from Apocalypse chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. That's Revelations for y'all. This is out of the Dewey Rains Bible. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that were cold or hot, but because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will begin to vomit thee out of my mouth. That's Christ talking to the bishops. So, you know, you got to think about where you're going to be when it's pencils down. You know, the idea, none of the other translations actually use the word vomit, but that's the actual translation from the Latin and Greek, by the way. And to think, you know, to vomit and wrench something out of your body, that's profane. And the idea, because we're part of the mystical body of Christ, and because I'm lukewarm in my faith, Christ is going to, he's not going to spit me out. He's going to vomit me out. That should light a fire under most people.
You know,
I don't want to be upchucked by Christ. Yeah. Well,
you got that right.
So. Oh, by the way, yesterday was, but because it was on Sunday, we celebrated it today. Saint Joseph.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to do the prayer to him if we could.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, this is out of the Baltimore Catechism. I'm going to read straight out of it. To thee, O blessed Joseph, we are recourse in our affliction, and having implored the help of thy holy spouse, we now, with hearts filled with confidence, earnestly beg thee to also take us under thy protection by thy charity wherewith thou wert united to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God, and by that fatherly love with which thou didst cherish the child Jesus, we beseech thee, we humbly pray that thou will look down with gracious eyes upon that inheritance which Jesus Christ purchased by his blood, and will skew us in our need by the power and by the strength. O defend most watchful guardian of the Holy Family and chosen offspring, Jesus Christ, keep us most loving heaven, our most loving Father, all bright of error and corruption, aid us on high, most virulent defender, in this conflict with the power of darkness. And even as in old thou didst rescue the child Jesus from the perils of his life, so now defend it, God's holy church, from the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield us ever under the patronage that following thine examples and strengthening by thy help, we may live a holy life, die a happy death, and attain everlasting bliss. In heaven's name, amen.
Amen.
Woo.
You guys, we were at...
That'll get you going. Ooh.
It was good. Well, thank you, guys. And thank you so much. And we just say a prayer for all of you. Thank you, Doc, and thank you, Mike, for doing this today and waiting until I was able to get this. Oh, gosh, it was crazy. So thank you very much.
It
was
worth it.
Do you want
to close with Kathy's Latin prayer?
Roger that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, let me see if I can.
I've got it on my rack up here.
Well, I got it here too. I got it now. I'm back in there.
Oh, you got,
thank God.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'm just now getting it back. So I think that's a great idea. Okay, so I'm just getting there and almost there. And so, okay, now I'm fixing to get there. And so, again, thank you guys for...
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm just glad nobody was hurt, you know.
Well,
I hope those people get right.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go, guys.
Nomine Patri Filii Sancti. Pater Noster qui es in Caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum. Fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos da malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri Filio Spiritui Sancto, sicut in erat et in principio et nunc et semper saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patri Filii Spiritui Sancti. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, guys, and we'll catch you on the next time. So God bless you all, and we'll talk at you later.
Hey, Johnny, are you going to be here next week? Because you said you had some other things going on.
Well, we'll see. We'll hope next Sunday I'll be at Springfield.
Is there going to be a show?
There'll be a show, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.